Speaking of on the phone and the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, good morning to Kelly Braverman with IU Health.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's about to be a holiday weekend.
Well, which way are you counting the holiday weekend? Is a regular legitimate weekend or something that's going to happen tomorrow?
Something for me that's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. So
this will be my first time taking some time off since December, I realized.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Well, do you agree with the move to stage three?
You know, I think personally I'm a little nervous, but it's you know, we're going into a new unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I am encouraged that we're going to be monitoring what happens very closely, and my true hope is that if data leads us to understand that a different choice has to be made, that we're able to do that quickly.
What would you think might be a different choice?
I guess I'm referring to if, you know, we open up a little bit more and realize our incident or net metrics of those that have to be hospitalized start spiking. If our curve isn't flattened any longer, if we start going in the wrong direction, that we will have the foresight to quickly make some decisions to help the health of the communities we serve.
To me, when we start thinking about that, you know, problem is we know our numbers are going up every day. It's because we're getting tested more. But then, you know, what kind of a number, or how do we gauge what is a spike as compared to what being tested every day will tell us?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's why I was trying to make sure I said those that need hospitalization, right? And in my mind, there is the wonderful ability that we now have to test more and more people. That is always a good thing. And so that can skew your numbers if you're just looking at a percent of people that are testing positive, because the more getting tested. But when you look at the numbers needing hospitalization, those are where I'm watching the numbers closely.
Now, in your case over there at the hospital, have we stayed about the same? Have we gone down, or have we increased a little bit?
Depends on how you look at it from week to week. Last week to this week, when you look at our three counties, in the West Central region, we think about Frankfort and White and Lafayette. We're actually up significantly. We're up 30% of those that test positive, if you will. And so that number has correlated somewhat to those that need hospitalization. As of yesterday, that went back down a little bit. So, you know, if you go day to day, there's a little bit more play in those numbers. When you're trying to look at it week over week, you're trying to see where the trends are.
Okay. What about your operations there at IU? Are you going to start, as far as visitations or any of those day-to-day things, are you going to change any of that starting tomorrow?
No, sir, not on the visitation. You know, our primary response is to our patients and our employees to make sure that they have environments to receive care and give care that are safe. And so our visitor restriction policies are staying the same. What is different is that we will be starting today. We have started all of our GI procedures. And then starting next Tuesday, we will be starting our surgeries. And so in order to do that, I would say the biggest change with that is that if you consider it this way, I kind of have fun with the words, but, you know, we need a designated driver. If you've just had a procedure or surgery, you're not going to drive yourself home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we allow the designated person, if you will, we're asking them to stay in their car while their loved one is having their procedure or surgery, and then be able to give them their discharge summary with them and a present. But if that patient needs to have observation or stay inpatient for a little bit, we're going to allow that loved one to come, if you will, tuck them in and make sure that they understand what's going on. And then we're going to ask them to leave after that. And then that really is how we're trying to make sure. And they'll be having full PPE as well in that moment, obviously. But that would be the biggest change that we might have. But that we think that is patient first, that their loved one be there when they're being able to to be tucked in as inpatient after a surgery.
Are we seeing more younger people getting positive tests than what we have in the past?
You know, I don't have those specifics. I'm sorry, I don't know that. But as the number of folks getting tested goes up, that wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and the big thing I'm worried about is, okay, if we, you know, I know it's 2-3 months off yet, but if we go back to school and then, we, you know, this thing hits again as predicted, I'm just kind of wondering how things are going to be, you know, the next time around.
Yeah, yeah, that those what-ifs are pretty scary. You know, I know my son's baseball coach said, you know, the governor said we can open back up, and, you know, we'll make sure that they, the boys don't give high fives and stay apart. And while that's great planning, personally, I'm not sure how you keep a bunch of kiddos from acting like kiddos.
Yeah, and also they say no spitting, no high fives, no handshake. So what do we got to do now? Just blow kisses in the air or what?
I like that.
Okay.
Well, maybe we get a bunch of Hershey kisses and start tossing them to folks.
I like it.
So, Kelly, how close are you guys getting back to the quote to your normal? How close are you guys?
I don't know that we'll ever have a normal, Ken. I think we need to create the new normal. We are a wonderful species that knows how to adapt. We have new information now, and I think we need to learn it. You know, I make it akin to after 9/11. We don't go meet grandma and grandpa at the gate anymore, right? Mm-hmm. We don't go back there. We have screening. We have learned. We are going to do what it takes to still function, but in a safe manner based on new information.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to bring up or talk about here real quick?
I'm a little nervous about Memorial Day.
Okay.
You know, I think that people will, you know, want to see their loved ones. I know I would want to, that they'd want to be in a normal gathering like you would historically or typically on Memorial Day with barbecues and other things. But, you know, I just caution everybody that the virus doesn't know what the governor said. The virus hasn't changed how it gets transmitted. The virus is the same. It is just as spreadable. So it doesn't know it's a holiday weekend. So just remember everything we've learned.
You know, and the other thing of it is it's constantly changing, and we don't know exactly what it's going to morph into next.
Yeah, very fair. Very fair.
So
thank you so much for your time today, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
You guys take good care, okay?